Don't let them see you're afraid, the alchemist said. They are brave men, and they despise cowards. But the boy couldn't even speak. He was able to do so only after they had walked through the center of the camp. There was no need to imprison them. The Arabs simply confiscated their horses. So once again, the world had demonstrated its many languages. The desert only moments ago had been endless and free, and now it was an impenetrable wall.
You gave them everything I had, the boy said. Everything I've saved in my entire life.
Well, what good would it be to you if you had to die? The alchemist answered. Your money saved us for 3 days. It's not often that money saves a person's life.
But the boy was too frightened to listen to words of wisdom. He had no idea how he was going to transform himself into the wind. He wasn't an alchemist. The alchemist asked one of the soldiers for some tea and poured some on the boy's wrists. A wave of relief washed over him, and the alchemist muttered some words that the boy didn't understand.
Don't give in to your fears, said the alchemist in a strangely gentle voice. If you do, you won't be able to talk to your heart.
But I have no idea how to turn myself into the wind.
If a person is living out his personal legend, he knows everything he needs to know. There is only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve, the fear of failure.
I'm not afraid of failing, it's just I don't know how to turn myself into the wind.
Well, you'll have to learn. Your life depends on it.
But what if I can't?
Then you'll die in the midst of trying to realize your personal legend. Well, that's a lot better than dying like millions of other people who never even knew what their personal legends were. But don't worry, the alchemist continued. Usually the threat of death makes people a lot more aware of their lives.